This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go, taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go,
$2.99.
No Anthony Stolarz in net for Toronto tonight. It will be Joseph Woll in goal again for the Maple Leafs, which I happen to think is good news for the Florida Panthers.
Great news for the Panthers, but this story got blown way out of proportion.
Well,
Sam Bennett grazed his head. Like, it's ridiculous.
He's a nasty, mean guy, and it's easy to point, but I do think it played out the right way, which is the team that it happened to, their fans and media are going to be outraged, but the league and everyone involved kind of said the same thing. Nothing to see here. And so I think it was handled properly. Like, I don't think it, as a fan base, you understand Toronto getting all bent out of shape because you saw Stolarz go down, and so you attribute it to Sam Bennett, but it wasn't that. It was a puck that he took to the face a few shots before that, and I think everybody recognizes that now. Doesn't mean that I don't think people will be out to get Sam Bennett tonight just because I think it makes it a fun storyline for Toronto, but I don't think anyone on the Toronto team really thinks that Sam Bennett had ill intent when he was in the crease there.
No. And then they started showing. I was watching something this morning. They started showing when I was at the dentist getting this beautiful tooth put back in.
I mean, wait till people hear what's going on.
But I'm watching these, like, NHL or Sports Network, and I'm watching all this hockey stuff because it's this big story. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Then they start showing that the Panthers attack the goalies more than anyone else in the league and all. No, they don't. They go down there and try to get in their damn way so they can make goals. It's hockey, Hawk. Paul Maurice is going to say, you know what that is? That's called hockey.
By the way, we've seen a million cheap shots in hockey. I'm not talking just in Panthers games. I'm just talking watching hockey in general. You've seen a million cheap shots. What Sam Bennett did was not a cheap shot. I mean, you've just seen stuff like that. We had Moeller on yesterday. Moeller said, listen, he's in the crease. They're down. He's trying to score a goal. There is no situation with that kind of time on the clock and you're down and it's game one where you're going to take a stupid penalty for no reason. You know, it just game-wise doesn't make sense, even for a tough guy. Now, they're up 5-2 and there's 4 minutes left in the third period and you want to show them that, we're no team to F with. That's one thing. But in that situation, there is no... there's no rhyme or reason. Sam Bennett's not a dumb player. He's a tough player. He's not a dumb player.
And I think when Stolarz picked up those big leg pads when he was a kid and that big-ass stick and those gloves, you're going to get hit in the face with pucks. You're the goalie. Like that,
and he
that
did.
Was the scary part when he got – like that shot, whatever they said, and somebody was like, it's 120 miles per hour or whatever.
Knocked
it was.
The helmet right off his face.
Now that's a part of your business, but Bennett didn't do nothing, man. I think that if this was a regular season game, no one would have talked about it.
The league would have penalized him. The refs would have penalized him in that moment. There would have been a fight in that moment if the Maple Leafs thought some funny business had gone on. There was no fighting. There was no penalty. There was no action by the league. Rob Pizzola is going to join us today in the 3 o'clock hour from Toronto. He's a hockey fan, but he's a Maple Leafs fan. Let's see what Rob Pizzola has to say about it.
This injury is a lawn man being stung by a bee. It's part of the job.
It happens. Yeah.
It happens.
And I guess my guess is they're being super cautious with Anthony Stolarz. I imagine he will be back in net for game three on Friday. But it will be Joseph Woll tonight for the Maple Leafs. So all day on this show.
And he's not a Woll because after he got in,
it was a completely different game. Different game.
Yes.
On this show yesterday, all I kept talking about was I love the two underdogs, the Pacers and the Warriors. I said it for four straight hours. Guess who didn't bet it? Me.
You didn't.
Guess what I bet? I bet, of course, Matt Mervis to hit a home run, and then I put Matt Mervis in a parlay, and of course, McCullough pinch hits for Mervis in the eighth inning when it's going to be his final chance to get a ding-dong. I'm so over this Clayton McCullough, and I get it. You bring in a lefty reliever, Mervis is not going to face him. And I know I am standing on an island because how do you make an argument that you should be hitting a lefty against a lefty when the lefty is hitting 195? So I get that I'm tilting at windmills there, but I didn't bet the Pacers. I didn't bet the Warriors. I had dinner with Witty last night. I kept telling him, I love the Pacers. Pacers were down 20 in the second half, and Witty live bet them at plus 600. And I sat there like a dummy. I said it all day long, all night long. I didn't bet it. That's a lot of green you got there.
A lot of green. Hawk, I bet the Pacers to win. Thank you. Let John Halliburton back into the arena. Now, we can't hold grudges on John like that. You know, I know he upset Giannis.
He's got to be there to enjoy this.
Let John back in the arena. I bet the Timberwolves plus 13 and a half at halftime, but I also bet the Warriors plus 7 before the game. And I caught the middle of both of them. It was a beautiful
That's
night.
That's the best feeling. I've lost like 15 or 16 bets in a row, and I will keep that going today, by the way. Not tonight, because I'm going to get the Panthers right, but I want to listen to what Pizzola has to say. But I do have, because the Marlins play, what, 4 o'clock today, Solana? Is that a 4 o'clock game?
4:40.
I put in a parlay. Mervis, home run. Shohei, at least one hit. Valente Beloso, who's the Marlins pitcher, over 4.5 hits allowed. And Beloso over 1.5 walks. So I have a four-leg Marlins parlay working. And I feel like it hinges on the Mervis home run. I feel like everything else is within the realm of happening. I have a feeling it's going to hinge on the Mervis home run.
You keep riding this Mervis.
How can I not?
I'm proud of this one, Hawk. So I'm in Atlanta. I'm stuck in, you know, the travel was terrible yesterday. I have to fly. They delay my flight from Jersey. Newark Airport is terrible right now because they have a whole runway closed. So now everything has to go through one damn terminal. Anyway, long story short, I have to go to Atlanta, get to Atlanta. I get bumped off the first flight, and they're like, no, well, the 6 o'clock flight from Newark didn't get here, so now those people have to – so they just give me a hard time. So I might have been drinking some Moscow Mules. And then I bite into a pork chop. My tooth comes out, but I swallow my tooth.
Jimmy, is this the first you're hearing about this? Solana and I were aware of this. Is this the first you're hearing that Crowder has lost another tooth? This time he swallowed it.
Well, yeah, I heard it before the show started.
It's shocking, no?
No.
It's not shocking.
No, it's not shocking. Doesn't surprise me at
all. Pork chops got that little edge of fat on them that gets crispy. So when I bit into something crunchy, I thought, oh, well, it's just the fat. And so I just take a big swallow, let me get it down, and then next thing I put my tongue up and my tooth is gone. So now I have a missing tooth in my mouth. I'm in Atlanta. Everybody knows who I am, and I have a big gap in the side of my face. Y'all saw the picture. So now I'm really depressed. So I just – the rest of the day is ruined. So I just start betting on stuff. Like I just get on my phone because if I'm looking down – and I'm on my phone, I'm either, you know, I'm playing Toy Blast and I'm gambling. So I just start betting on foolishness the whole rest of the day. And I do believe in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he felt sorry for me. I bet when Steph Curry went down, I bet Gary Payton II and Buddy Hield to both get over 8 points.
I think Draymond got over 8 too, right, Solana? I said yesterday he's for sure under on Draymond.
Bro, it was 7.5. Buddy hit 24. Gary Payton hit 8. A late 3 out of Gary Payton. Like, everything went right for me yesterday on every bet I made.
Draymond had 18. Hawk.
I have not had the feeling of a winning bet in a long, long time. And I had been on a heater, but I'm not following my own advice now. I mean, I told you all day yesterday, I love the underdogs.
Well, how committed are you, Hawk, to turning the tide here? Because Crowder, I believe, just showed us the recipe to a winning day. Just yank a tooth out.
I'll consider it. I'll ask Pizzola. If he gives the seal of approval.
I can flick your teeth out, Solana. You might. Yeah, you can sacrifice.
Yeah, that's funny considering you swallowed a tooth.
Wow, come on. You've got weak gums. You've had gum surgery every 3 months that I've known you.
Never lost a tooth, though, brother.
I just finished getting a tooth put back in my mouth about 30 minutes ago.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous what's going on with the two guys on this show and their mouths.
I just...
Why is it that? Is it that one tooth though? It's the same one.
No, it's the same. It's the 7, 8, and 9 are the two front teeth. 7 and 10 are the ones on the ones between the front teeth and the canines.
7-10 split. Yeah.
My 7-10s are garbage. Those are the ones that keep falling out of my 7-10s.
Yeah, we know.
And she's like, do you cut up your steak? No, I just bite it. Cut up your steak. Do you eat apples? Yes. Do you chew ice? Yes. Well, you have to stop doing all of that stuff. Why the hell did I get these teeth if I can't use them as teeth?
I don't know. How about you do a better job on the teeth?
I'm like, I can't use my teeth as teeth. These mashed potatoes sitting on my gums. I can't eat an apple.
By the way, what the Pacers are doing to Cleveland in Cleveland is salt in the wound for Heat fans because there's no reason that Cavs team, who's lost 2 now at home in round 2, there's no reason that team should be beating any team in the NBA by 50 or 60 points.
No.
Just saying.
Yeah, you can extrapolate it out to what they did to us.
Extrapolate that however you want. It's salt in the wound.
Donovan Mitchell is trying so hard to keep them in these games, but there's nobody else. What, Mobley's out? Darius Garland sitting on the sideline. Like they showed like a unit of guys over there. There's more guys with jeans on than basketball shorts on.
How about this take? I've been workshopping it. You guys let me know.
All right.
I think the Heat would have beaten the Pacers in a first round series. I'm just throwing it out there. I think they would have beaten the Pacers.
That's how
in the
you're
first
extrapolating out the Pacers beating the Cavs twice and the Cavs having beaten the Heat 4 times by some of the worst defeats in Heat history. You extrapolate that out to the Heat would have done better against the Pacers?
Actually, statistically, the most lopsided series in NBA history, the Cavaliers taking out the Miami Heat, on top of the fact that it was back-to-back worst losses in franchise history. But yeah, I think I'm going there. I think the Heat beat the Pacers in 6.
You need to workshop that denim jacket you have on.
Go swallow a tooth, Crowder.
Let's get headlines. By the way, we are giving away this pair of tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium June 8th. We give you a different code word every day. The word today is circles. Text the word circles to 20357. And if you need more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. It's a Live Nation show. You want to get in the drawing. The code word today is circles. Text the word circles to 20357. Headlines with Solana brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
So the Pacers were down 7 with under a minute to go. They come back and they win the game. So Cavaliers, are down 2-0 in the series, with the series shifting to Indiana.
Yeah. You know what the line is tomorrow? I looked at it today. You want to guess what the line is tomorrow? First game in Indy.
Oh, low. Pacers favored by 2.5.
Cavs by 6.
Lana? Cavs by 2.
Cavs are favored?
You figure it out. I mean, I guess the notion there is that there's no chance that the Pacers are going to sweep. How many regular season wins did the Cavs have?
66.
I mean, I guess the prevailing notion would be, I don't care who's at home, there's no chance that they're going to get swept.
Are other guys playing, though? Is Mobley playing? Is Garland playing?
Yeah,
they got to get those guys back, because Donovan Mitchell, he almost died yesterday. Old boy with the braids choked him out when he dunked. He got slammed to the ground after he dunked on Pascal Siakam. Donovan Mitchell is trying as hard as he possibly can and can't win.
Well, guess what the line is tomorrow? Minnesota hosting Golden State. What is that, game two?
Game two, yeah. Warriors took a 1-0 lead yesterday.
Jimmy Butler.
Hmm.
I think Jimmy Butler, was he one away from a triple-double?
Two assists away. Two assists away, huh? Come on. Come on.
still low. Minnesota by 3.
Steph, by the way. Steph is out for at least a week.
A week?
That's what I saw, at least a week.
Oh, I saw just for game two. I didn't see for a week.
Because game three is Saturday.
Damn.
Maybe I'm wrong. That's what I saw on – let me look.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, Per Shams expected to miss at least a week. I saw it for just game two, but no, yeah, you're right.
Because they were debating on First Take this morning, can Jimmy Butler lead the Warriors to a series win over Minnesota? Based on last night, you have to say yes.
He did a great job facilitating, but he couldn't hit a shot to save his life. That little three,
assists away from a.
Yeah,
but that little three he threw up.
Double?
That three, he had his eyes closed.
To what? To what?
Assist.
Guess the line. Minnesota tomorrow hosting Golden State. Golden State leading the series 1-0.
Minnesota favored 3.5.
Nah, no Steph. It's got to be more. It's got to be 8 or 9.
10.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the Warriors with 10.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, locking it in.
Well, what about tonight? Denver getting 10 from OKC.
Huck. Another thing I did was my drunken upsetness. I got the Nuggets at 11.5 yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that I don't understand. I don't understand double digits. Like, giving me – I get it with Golden State when Steph is out. Jokic is playing. It's the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I don't care how good OKC was. I'm going to get double digits? That's hard to pass up, no?
And the Chet Holmgrens, they got Aaron Gordon, they got Jokic, they got Michael Porter Jr. Like, bro, Chet's going to give – they're going to give him hell.
Don't forget about Isaiah Hartenstein, Crowder. Don't forget about my
guy. Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein the Jokic
Stein.
Stoppers. Stein.
Are you related to Harkenstein? No one talks about him more than you in the whole NBA.
I might be.
Possible.
What's his first name?
Isaiah.
Is he Jewish? Because that is a biblical name, and Hartenstein is obviously a Jewish name.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he is.
But man, we just don't grow them that big.
Mm-hmm. Man, there's not many tough Isaiahs in the world.
Oh, no, I would disagree with that.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
And?
He was a bad boy.
And?
Isaiah Ryder? Isaiah Ryder, that was a bad dude.
Who's Isaiah Ryder?
Basketball player, Isaiah Ryder. You know Isaiah Ryder, stop it.
Isaiah Ryder, R-Y?
R-I. You know Isaiah Ryder?
Isaiah Hartenstein, by the way. German.
Well, that doesn't mean he's not Jewish.
No, I know. I'm just saying he's
one's a nationality.
German American.
One's a religion.
German American. So I couldn't find if if he's Jewish or not.
All right. I'm not certain that you knew though that a nationality was not someone's religion.
You believe whatever you
want. The way you said that, the way that you said that so defiantly.
I mean, you believe whatever you want. I was just telling you what I found out about Isaiah Hartenstein.
All right. Well, we were looking for one specific fact, I thought.
German-American.
There is a Reddit thread that claims Isaiah Hartenstein is black, but that I cannot confirm.
I've had that thought as well. And I got to tell you, the TV I was watching Max Struess on last night, I could have sworn he was black if I didn't know better.
With that flowing, beautiful,
but he had it
hair.
Up in the headband thing, so you could it looked more like J.R. Reed.
Listen, I'll do some. It looked like Jared Allen because he had the headband.
Yeah. I just sent you a picture of Isaiah Ryder, by the way, and you tell me that's not a bad Isaiah.
He's black.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
No question there.
All right, anything else? I want to have time with Gelby.
Another thing.
Anything else? I should say anything.
The Marlins won yesterday.
They did. Mm-hmm. They did.
So
it was a hollow victory, though, because he keeps binge hitting for Mervis in the eighth inning. Like, I mean, what are we doing here, McCullough?
It is, you know, an interesting fact you left out when you ripped McCullough a few minutes ago that his tactics actually led to
his season has nothing to do with wins and losses. It has everything to do with the Mervis militia.
Gotcha.
Either you're on board or you're not.
I don't know if his job is off of that, but we'll see.
The Marlins play at 4:40 against the Dodgers today. And we do have the final second leg semifinal of the Champions League. Arsenal in France, in Paris, to play Paris Saint-Germain. And PSG has a 1-0 lead on aggregate. That's at 3 p.m.
Somebody says Isaiah Hartenstein has a black father.
Let me see about this. African-American and German heritage.
There you go.
Nice.
That's where he gets the hype from, Hawk. We answered the question.
Yeah, I was going to say, because we just don't make them like that.
Answered it.
And we're thrilled with Matt Mervis. And Mervis Hartenstein, makes him look like a little person.
Your weather... Ramy Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. It'll be in the 70s later. That is your weather.
All right, Zach Gelb is next.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Hawk and Crowder.
Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event is this Friday, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Again, Friday, Tabacon at Plantation Walk. It starts at 6 p.m. We're going to do our show live Friday there from 2 till 6, and then the show begins, or the event begins at 6, and you can come on out. You can meet the entire 560 staff, enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate, and enjoy our giant projector and large screen so we can all watch a little playoff hockey between Florida and Toronto. No registration needed. Just come on by Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, Tabacon Plantation Walk this Friday, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks online at edmoresawgrass.com. Must be 21 or over to attend. Zach Gelb, who can be heard nationally every weekday on the Infinity Sports Network, joins us from the WFAN studios in New York City. I got a little preview during the commercial break talking to him, but he was in Vegas, did very well, and
made Crowder proud. Definitely did.
Also, Crowder's been on the heater as well. What were you winning money at, Gelb?
So I actually won the Kentucky Derby. A buddy of mine was at the Derby. He goes, bet sovereignty. So I bet him at 9-1. That got me back to being even on the trip. And then the last day of the trip, I got hot at the roulette table and walked home with like $700.
Oh, what number do you play?
No, I just bet red or black. And I was just, I was cooking. Oh. I was cooking. And I said, I'm not going on the numbers. I'm just going red or black. And I made some money. So it was good. It was lame.
Yeah, Hawk, you know those amateurs, they just do the colors. So
I do a number. I like to have some real skin in the game.
Well, I kept on, I was like, red 18, red 18. I felt like I was like Peyton Manning or someone at the table.
He also went to In-N-Out Burger. Apparently, I wasn't aware of this.
Yep.
Apparently, you never liked In-N-Out
Burger. Had a bad experience.
And you gave it a second chance while you were out there, and now you've seen the light.
Yeah, I had about 4 or 5 transfusions on the golf course and didn't really put any food in my tummy. And after golf, and I knew we had a late night out, we were going to a club where Metro Boomin was playing. And I said, I got to put something in
you
the system.
You follow Metro Boomin around the country, right?
So this, oh, of course, I'm a groupie. Yeah. I'm a groupie. They look at me, they see me in the club, they go upgrade that person or have him stay 10 feet away from Metro Boomin. So I ended up having like a late afternoon burger before we went to, I think it was Tao for dinner that night. And we also went to Piero's out there, which is phenomenal. And I had the In-N-Out Burger and it was the second time having it in my life. The first time it was terrible. I thought it was a glorified McDonald's, but the second time it was very good. Not great. Very good. I was happy.
Yeah. Changed his opinion on it. I like it. Coach Larinaga hit In-N-Out Burger for the first time. Gelb has seen the light at In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
I like it.
Tua Tagovailoa may be overrated. In-N-Out Burger is not.
In-N-Out Burger to Tao. Goodness gracious.
I can run the gamut.
let me tell you, Channing. Whatever your best career game was, that was me this weekend in Vegas with the food and the drinking. I was showing up. Michael Jordan didn't show up to drop 10 points in a game. He shows up to drop 60. I was dropping 60.
I see.
Except you've been on ice since you got back.
Oh, yeah. I've been cooked the last 2 days. I was doing a segment yesterday, and I was trying to say eternity, and I kept on saying internity, and I said, I don't know what word I'm trying to say. Can someone help me out here? So it's probably like if Solana or Hoster, said, that's what it normally sounds
Kentucky
like.
Kentucky Derby winner was sovereignty. It's sovereign. So you're adding an ITY onto a bunch of words.
Now we're horse racing snobs on this show?
I don't know. I mean, he's not running in the Preakness. It's annoying me.
Can I make a headline here?
Sure.
Are you replacing Stu Gatz?
No, I'm going with Stu Gatz.
And while I'm rolling here, when you say all the staff at WQAM are showing up to this event, does that mean Channing and Joe Rose will be there? Because then I may go if both of them are going to be there.
Believe it or not. I'm there. Yeah. I'm so dumb. You talking about messing up words? Talking to my dentist today, she was talking about how she bought the practice and she bought the building and she's expanding and she's buying the whole second floor. And I meant to say monotony. But I was like, are you stressed out? She was like, no, I like the new stuff. I like everything. I was like, yeah, man, the monogamy of, and she kind of looked at me and was like, what did you just say?
Let's just say this. If you put Gelb, Crowder, and Solana in a room, we're not going to win any like intelligence awards. But you put Hawk in there, then maybe we'll be okay.
Well, I'm wondering if Crowder knows that his dentist is able to buy the building based on the number of times he's been there to fix his teeth.
That is true. Solana just texted me. He said, you're crossing the line today. Don't go after Hawk like that. Why would you text me that, Solana? Hawk's a big boy. He's fine.
I'm going with Stu Gatz. I'm not replacing Stu Gatz. I wouldn't go back there. I had talk about like saying the wrong things. I hate when old people go to a restaurant and they can't figure out what's going on. And I was that guy last night. I was so annoyed by myself. No. I meet Whittingham for dinner at Twin Peaks. The Twin Peaks girl comes up and she goes, the lady who sat us said, because there's a TV on each table.
Mm-hmm.
They go, if you want them to change the TV, just let them know what you want to watch.
Oh, okay.
So she comes over and she says, hi, how are you? How many are you going to be? Because it was just me. And I said, we're going to be 2. I said, can you put the Marlins game on? And she said, okay. And then I thought she said, would you like something to start? And I said, sure, some chips and queso and a Diet Coke. And she goes, I asked you, what time does the game start?
Oh.
And I was so like, I hate the person who does that, who can no longer function in society.
It could
and I
hard.
Was the guy. I was that guy last night.
At least
and
you knew. Just,
I wanted to crawl into a hole.
At least you knew where you were. At least you didn't. You're at like some restaurant. You didn't think you were at Tootsie's and started throwing single bills.
I mean, she really wanted to say, like, Grandpa, I said, what time does the game start? I mean, just imagine. She's like, what time does the game start? I go, queso and chips and Diet Coke.
So, Hawk, you have deteriorated right in front of our eyes because I just saw you a few months ago. You were great. You were sharp.
I have to get it together. I'm like Biden on debate night. You got to get
You're kind of like Pat Riley right now running the heat.
You got to get me at the right time.
You're Pat Riley
like,
right now.
I'm like Pat Riley at trade deadline time.
You used to be a champion. Used to be loved and revered.
That was just a dig at Solana.
Now he doesn't even know where he's at a restaurant. They go, what time does the game start? Give me a brisket and some chips and guac.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
Light on the onions, please.
Yeah. It was really... really, really terrible moment.
Man, the Heat really have Solana by the cojones. He's not saying a word in this segment.
Yeah, he's just afraid. Because you made a Pat Riley joke before we went on the air.
Sorry, and
so you took Solana's legs out right from under. Is everyone there in New York? Knicks crazy?
Everyone went from, hey, they're going to lose by 40 and get swept in the second round to, oh my goodness gracious, you can't believe that they beat the Boston Celtics. So there is a buzz. I still think the Celtics, because I'm fair, unlike Solana, And I don't let my homerism get in the way. I still think the Celtics are going to win the series, but Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby got him back in the game, and then Mikal Bridges finally did something on the offensive side of the ball in overtime, and Kat stepped up after having a really lethargic game one, and they got the job done. Now, Boston missed 45 three-pointers, so I'm going to imagine the Celtics bounce back and win game two, but there is intrigue, and I'm sure for game three, it's going to be mayhem at Madison Square Garden when the series shifts back to New York on Saturday.
But you don't think they can win the series. They can win a game or two.
I picked the Celtics in six before the series started. I'm gonna stay by that. Yeah.
What about the other series? What do you think about Denver? Denver tonight is getting 10 from OKC, which I think is just an inordinate number.
Yeah. Well, they're doubling down. Because that was the same spread in game one, and it backfired on them. I'm going to say Boston wins tonight, and I think the Thunder win tonight. The Cavs are going to lose that. I thought the Cavs were in danger going into the
series. But are
they
going to get swept?
No,
what does that say? What does that say about the Heat, by the way? Who, I mean, the Cavs looked like they were playing a high school team, and now they lose two games at home to Indiana? What does that tell you about the Heat roster?
Yeah, well, it's got problems. We all know that. I think the bigger takeaway, at least from a national perspective, is can we throw some respect on Tyrese Halliburton's name? This guy, the fact that he was voted as the most overrated player in the league, it's ridiculous. This guy's a heck of a basketball player, right, Solana? You like him?
No, he is good, though. But, Gelb, throughout the regular season, there's stretches. I think it was in February, he was shooting 40%. He had games where he'd score 6, 7, 8 points. The Pacers are kind of on a skid. You don't see that with Anthony Edwards. You don't see that with the LeBrons, the Lucas, where they're scoring 6, 8 points in multiple games in a span of a couple weeks. Like, I think that's where it comes into play, where the Pacers are a good team. He's clearly their best player, but can he be a superstar night in, night out? Well, you're seeing it in the playoffs right now. He can be.
Yeah, and let's be real. Most of these players don't even give a rat's ass about the regular season.
Yeah,
and
fair.
The postseason, as someone that has been very negative about the NBA and I've trashed the regular season product, I love how they're letting these guys play. This has been physical basketball. It's been fun basketball. I've been glued in on the postseason. You guys know me. I'm a huge hockey guy, and the hockey's been very good. I've been more entertained, though. This is the first time I'm saying this in a while, with the NBA over the NHL this year.
And I know we talked about it, too. We talked about John Halliburton getting in Giannis's face. After
moron.
What Tyrese did the other night, I think they should lift this ban because he has to watch his son go out there and score 4 points in 8 seconds.
Yeah, I'm not, like, big in terms of, okay, this guy, we have to basically lock him up and throw away the key. But what he did was so stupid because your son doesn't get moments. He finally had a moment. And the moment was taken away from him because the father was acting like a jackass running up to Giannis Antetokounmpo. I would have been fine if Giannis Antetokounmpo would have. I don't advocate for elderly abuse. I don't want you to start getting afraid of me, Hawk. But I would be okay if Giannis Antetokounmpo just punched Halliburton's father in the face, and that would have been the end of it.
I see that on your graphic there, it says Stowers and Mervis. Have you come around to the Marlins?
I picked up Stowers in on my fantasy team. So Mervis, I mean,
he was player of the week last week for the NL.
You guys picked the wrong guy on brand for this show.
It is on brand for the show, but we may have attached our cart to the wrong horse, but I'm not giving up on Matt Mervis. In fact,
This is just a little Stower surge and then the Mervis militia will rise again is what you're saying?
I think the Mervis militia will be a great accoutrement to Kyle Stowers. Mm. I think Kyle Stowers is showing you that he can play ball. He's going to be an all-star. Like, he's now, on pace to be an all-star.
Now, just to shift the conversation here for a second. Have you guys been broadcasting at the Panthers games at all? Just wondering.
We have.
Have you guys brought back up the topic of the vagina? Because I think that was one of the best things I've ever heard you guys say.
I don't think
just to see the hockey guys react and go crazy.
I don't think Bob was in the conversation for the vagina this year.
I know, but just, you know, play the hits. You go to a club, you want the DJ to play the old hits, right? We don't need the new crap.
No chance, Bob.
Consider it done. I don't have to be asked twice. Consider it done.
Gabby, talking about hockey, what about the hoopla that came over Sam Bennett and Stolarz and hitting him in the head and all that? We talked about it earlier. I think it was so overblown. I don't think Sam Bennett did anything wrong. I just think those damn Canadians want to be mad.
He didn't talk to the media after the game, correct? He blew up the media?
He did not. Yeah. He has since, but he talked yesterday at his media availability.
Not a good look if you don't talk to the media right after the game. That's just my opinion.
The Maple Leafs, when it happened, they didn't even step to him. They knew it wasn't dirty. And in that moment, there was no penalty called in that moment.
I've seen this, right? I had Jacob Trouba on my team for years, who's no longer there. They're like hockey, we love the physicality of it. And now anytime there's a hit, and sometimes there's hits that are dirty, but now anytime there's a hit, especially in the postseason, this happens every year, it gets blown up times 1,000, and you may say, was it really that bad, you know?
And that one wasn't. That one was. We've seen dirty hits before. That one wasn't. I don't think it was.
Yeah, we've seen Channing Crowder play football. Think Panthers, we've seen dirty hits before. Come on.
Think the Panthers are going to repeat?
I think it's either going to be them or Toronto coming out of the East. You get Marchand as well. I'm not picking against Florida until Florida goes down. I'm not. I think Dallas, I would like to see Pete DeBoer, who's you know, a good friend, Pete DeBoer. You know, I remember hearing him first time on WQAM.
Pete DeBoer show coming up on Tuesdays, 8 a.m.
Yeah, and I would like to see Mr. Game 7 get back to a Stanley Cup final and get the job done. But, I'm not going to pick against the Panthers, if I'm just being honest.
Look at that. And we found something that he...
What is it? Go Cats Go? Is that what it is? Throw the rats?
Vamos Gatos, Gal. Vamos
he's
Gatos.
He's adopted Kyle Stowers and the Florida Panthers. I mean, who is this Zach Gelb?
Hey, don't get me started on Tyreek Hill, one of the biggest frauds ever.
Who is this guy?
what a fraud Tyreek Hill is. Oh, my God.
He's
this
trolling. You're falling for a troll job. You're falling for it.
Well, last year he put Tua Tagovailoa in his top five quarterback.
You're falling for it. You're falling for the troll job. You're falling for it.
Come on. You don't think Tyreek Hill is a little petty? The toothpaste was out of the tube. He tried to put it back in the tube. At the end of the season, that dude gave us his true, honest thoughts. He does not want to be in Miami.
No, I wouldn't take that. My real thought on it is queso and chips. Thank you, Zach.
Oh. I'll see you later at Tootsie's tonight, all right?
Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network, live from the WFAN studios in New York.
Diet Coke, please. Okay.
Mortifying. It was so mortifying.
You got to start getting, huh? You got to start yelling.
Well,
that's,
I might as well have done, but I really, like, it wasn't even that I didn't hear her. I was certain she said, do you want to start with something? Why do you ask me what time the Marlins game starts? I just told you to put the Marlins game on. What am I, TV guide?
No, it's her fault.
Oh, it's 100% her fault.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Puentes las pilas.
Hawk and Crowder.
3 o'clock hour. Very exciting.